USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. defense officials are looking for alternative ways to get evacuees into Kabul's airport after a threat from ISIS on the airfield. NBC News reporting that officials are tracking threats from the terror group against the airport and the people trying to get there. About 6,000 U.S. troops are currently on the ground in Kabul to protect the airport and those coming to be flown out of the country. The American Embassy in Afghanistan warned Americans in the country on Saturday to stay away from Hamid Karzai International Airport because of the potential threats just outside of the evacuation zone. And at least 10 people have died and dozens more are missing after heavy flooding in Middle Tennessee. Humphreys County, Tennessee, about 60 miles west of Nashville, saw more than 15 inches of rain, causing flash floods and washing away homes and roads. The Humphrey County Sheriff's Office saying that people have been rescued off of their roofs in the towns of McEwen and Waverly. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give the Pfizer COVID vaccine full authorization. The New York Times reporting that that could come as early as Monday. All three COVID vaccines in use in the U.S. have so far been administered under an emergency use authorization from the FDA. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says that getting full FDA approval could encourage more people to get the shot. He tells CNN that it may also remove some of the hesitancy around vaccine mandates.
I think that will answer some questions that some people have who may wonder what an emergency authorization means. So full authorization may be helpful for some of those who are on the fence about whether or not to get vaccinated. It's also going to be helpful for some institutions that were hesitant about mandating vaccination. And the fact that it will be fully approved makes them less hesitant to do that. And we're seeing in more settings, whether healthcare or schools or workplaces, that mandating vaccination, mandating masks is the way to get back to an economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. military is facing calls to do more to get American citizens and Afghan allies out of Afghanistan as the Taliban consolidates power in Kabul. The Pentagon says that 17,000 people have been evacuated from the Kabul airport in the last week, but there are estimates that 10 to 15,000 American citizens are in Afghanistan, with as many as 80,000 Afghans who are eligible for evacuation because of their work with U.S. forces. Former American ambassador to Afghanistan Ronald Newman says that the withdrawal has been a disaster. He tells MSNBC that President Biden has ignored the advice of many of his advisors and is paying the price.
The question of leaving is one thing, and that's an arguable decision. But the manner of the leaving has been an absolute disaster, totally lacking in planning, executed faster than it needed to be, and in doing so, psychologically destroyed the confidence of the Afghans. So much of the falling apart of the Afghan army is also our fault. Not to mention, of course, the backlog of SIV visa applicants who could have been moved out much earlier, and were not. So, no, I think the president is completely wrong and simply paid no attention to any of the advice he was given, including from all our NATO allies, and who are now just ripping us, British, French, Germans, the whole British Parliament had a whole session attacking the decision and the president.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.